In some communities, there is an affordability challenge. What we've seen, particularly on the clean water side, is that in the 1970s, when our systems were being built up, there was a federal investment, there were construction grants, there was enormous growth. But there has been a decline in that investment at the federal level. I believe the figure used to be a 63% federal invested. That's gone down to 9% these days. So it's the local communities that are actually paying the cost of these systems, and they need to understand the value and the importance of these systems to their quality of life and to the economic vitality of their communities. They also need to have confidence that their investment is a good investment. Certainly, most of these systems are paid for at the local level, and we are very supportive of some tools in the toolbox from the federal level that can provide loan programs, since it's basically we, the ratepayers, that are paying for this.